It is time. It is our time.
Davis sharpened the differences between herself and Abbott on abortion at a luncheon hosted by Annie's List. That's a group that raises money to support pro-choice Democrats like Davis. Davis referred to her Senate filibuster of a bill that Republicans eventually passed, which added new abortion restrictions.
It's time to beat back the ignorance and contempt that closed down women's health centers all across our state.
She told the mostly female audience of 700 that her opponent, who opposes abortion, believes women who are raped or become pregnant through incest should deliver the baby. That's something Davis objects to.
Women who have been victims of rape and incest do not need Greg Abbott, do not need the government to step in and tell them that they don't have a right to choose what they will do with their own bodies as a consequence of a horrible incident like that.
Abbott's campaign has not responded to numerous requests to clarify whether his opposition to abortion includes cases of rape and incest. During his first debate with Davis, Abbott responded to her goading on the issue this way.
I am pro-life. And I'm Catholic, and like most Texans, I believe that all life is sacred.
News articles written in 2002 when he was running for attorney general quote Abbott as saying that in these very difficult situations of rape and incest, he believes life must be preserved. Campaign consultants supporting Davis and Abbott tangled over the issue on NBC5's Lone Star Politics Sunday. Abbott supporter Matt Makowiak referred to victims of rape and incest as a minor number of abortion cases. And Davis supporter Matt Engel pounced. Here's part of the exchange, beginning with Makowiak.
We can get into to minor issues that are 1% or 2% of the problem, but ultimately, Texas is a strong pro-life state.
That's the first time I've heard rape or incest called a minor issue.
It's minor in terms of the percentage of the cases. That's all I'm saying.
A victim of rape and incest is not a minor problem.
Great. Makowiak says he doesn't work for the Abbott campaign, but Davis is nevertheless calling on Abbott to disavow the statements.
If I disagreed with something that a supporter said, I would be quick to make a public statement about that.
Abbott isn't commenting on the flap. Republican consultants like Makowiak have said Texas is an anti-abortion state and Davis's pro-choice position will hurt her at the ballot box. In her effort to attract women voters, Davis clearly doesn't agree. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.